This coast in eastern England is a protected area of outstanding natural beauty. It's also a site of bitter dispute. Britain's newest nuclear power station is planned for here, alongside the ageing Sizewell B plant. Prime Minister Boris Johnson championed the new European pressurised reactor, but planning permission for Sizewell C, pushed through by his government, could now be challenged in the High Court, in a case brought by a local protest group.
It's on an eroding coast. If we stood here long enough, you'd see the cliffs start to fall away. It's happening very, very rapidly. We're in a flood zone. This area of Sizewell will be an island within 100 years. It's the most inappropriate place you can imagine to build a twin EPR reactor development. 12 million tonnes of aggregate will have to be brought to this inaccessible place to build the plant in the first place.
Britain is facing an energy crisis. As part of its energy security strategy, the government wants nuclear to supply a quarter of the UK's electricity needs by 2050. Sizewell C will plug 7% of the gap, providing 6 million homes with electricity. But critics argue it's slow, 12 years to build, and expensive, up to $34 billion. While French developer EDF and the government will together fund 50%, there's little interest from private investors, so the government is looking to place much of the remaining cost on taxpayers. Until finance is secured, construction can't start.
The other big concern is water needed to cool the reactors. This is one of the driest regions in the country, and there's not enough capacity in the local water supply to deliver what's needed. So EDF is proposing to build a new desalination plant, but that won't be ready until 2026. In the meantime, they plan to truck in water, 4 million litres a day.
EDF declined to comment.
The government has weighed up the evidence. There's been exhaustive public inquiry into the project, and of course it'll be up to the court to make that decision. From our perspective, there's an overwhelming positive economic case, and that's the work we do to support our local economy, and therefore we're fully supportive of the scheme.
But the track record for building new EPRs is not great. Projects in France and Finland have run over budget by 200 to 300% and been delayed by over a decade. So while the UK's need for energy security is urgent, there are questions over whether Sizewell C is the answer. Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera, Suffolk.